Unrest, or What the French Horn Can Teach You, by Karen Paul Holmes. To master the French horn, you need lips of steel, though lips were made for softer things than brass. You will call them chops, and wear a permanent dent dead center on the uppermost. Learn to turn the horn end over end to dump the water, your spit, on the floor. You'll sit under a conductor's baton, waiting, waiting, waiting for your cue, then have to hit the right note, a slippery proposition, given the tiny mouthpiece, three valves, and 12 feet of cold, coiled tubing. Don't attend national music camp with braces on your teeth. Gain 10 pounds that summer gorging at the Melody Freeze, nor date the cocky principal horn. Instead, choose maybe the cute tuba or kind trombone who'll end up in the Chicago Symphony. And remember, brass players make the best kissers, based on informal conservatory surveys. Most importantly, have the guts to admit it was you, 16 and too excited, who honked on the quarter rest in the final moments of Beethoven's Fifth. Otherwise, at 62, you'll still feel bad about whipping your head to look at the player on your right, implying she was the hack, and not you.